is the phone. Patrick?
Hey, what's up, dude?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, it's good. It's actually Big D and Bubba now.
Oh, it's Big D.
Yep.
He said Patrick is going to answer the phone.
Well, he was, but hey, Patrick, you want to say hi to Keith Urban? He said hi to you.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Patrick.
There you go. What's up, dude?
How are you?
We're good, man. We're just kind of hanging out, getting ready for Idol. And by the way, I like the new format. I know that's kind of what we're going to mainly talk about here today because of the show and all that. But I really like the fact that you do the performances and the eliminations in the same episode instead of making us wait until the next day.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone's got things to do. And most people, they just want to hear the results. So I love that we're doing it this way this year.
What were your thoughts on coming back? Because there was a lot of speculation that you weren't going to return.
You know, the first season was different. We figured it out and brought Harry on board. And I'm glad that Harry and Jen and I are back again just like we were. Because, you know, it's much easier to get a rhythm going with the same people. So
yeah.
It seems that everybody's, you know, coming back on board as far as the viewers go this year, too.
Well, when are we going to get a duet with you and Harry?
I don't know. We jam a lot on the set. You know, if there's a spare moment and there's a piano and a guitar, we'll end up jamming on something. So.
Is it strange to see somebody who can play any instrument that's ever been created on planet Earth like Harry?
He's a real freak musician. I mean, he really is. I mean, like Child Prodigy, he's very much that. He's an extraordinarily gifted guy, and his mind is so unusual. He's a New Orleans cat, you know?
Yeah.
He's got mojo.
Speaking of mojo and stuff, I got to tell you, I wake up probably once a week at about 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'll flip the TV on while I'm trying to fall back asleep, and I always want to end up buying a guitar from you.
And do you now?
Yeah, you've
got
these.
Have you got one yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten one.
I'll get you one. I'm not a guy.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I look at that, and I sit there, and I watch these people, and they start playing.
Right.
And I'm like, man, I could do that. Keith Urban says I could do that. I could do that.
It's true. And you know, half the thing is, you know, what I realized is, just to keep this really simple, when I started playing guitar, it was always like, you got to do it this way. This is how you play D. You got to put this finger on this string, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, actually, you meet some people that play these chords differently. Same chord, they just use different fingers. And I thought, well, there isn't one way to play it. And so what I wanted to try and do with our whole way of teaching was to just liberate people to just figure out what works for you. This is how I play it. These are the strings you got to press. But, you know, figure out your own way. Because if you get trapped into there's only one way to do it, you'll never start playing guitar. And it's actually, if you just want to play one or two or three chords, that part's quite easy, and if you learn three chords, you actually can play a lot of songs. So I just want to get people playing.
You know, I think that's kind of the small-minded thinking that most people have, is that you have to do a certain thing a certain way, and it's not just guitar. It's life in general.
Exactly right.
And there is no one way to do anything.
No, and I'm a terrible golfer, and my wife started playing, and she's like, you should come along and get some lessons. So I went along. I swear we took half an hour just for the guy showing me how to hold the club, and I got sick of it, and it's like, I get it that there's probably the absolute perfect correct way to hold the club, but it seemed like it was so uncomfortable and took so long. I just went, man, I just want to swing and hit the ball and have fun. I'm not trying to be a pro golfer.
Yeah.
And it's the same with guitar. Most people aren't going to go and play 4 hours a night, so you just want to play a song.
Speaking of your wife, I love this. I'm glad you brought her up because obviously everybody's been going crazy with her and Fallon and the whole clip that went on. Is there anybody, as we're going to be wrapping up here, is there anybody in your past that you had a crush on and they didn't know it?
Oh, sure.
Names?
Yeah. Even though they're not anybody famous.
Oh, okay. All right, Keith Urban. We'll see you later. See you on Idol tonight. Everybody, check it out on Fox. Later, Keith.
You got it. Nice to talk to you, man.